Well, one of the things that we're working on with the Cranbrook History Center is to become a fossil repository in this area. Now, what's happened in the past is that most of the researchers come here and they find stuff and they take it away back to their own institutions, which there's two reasons for that. One, the fact that they have the space to store it and study it, and secondly, it has to be curated and stored properly. And probably the third reason is that academically it's in a place where most scientists would have easy access to it. We want to change that a little bit. We want to, because the Kootenays are such a treasure trove of fossils here, most of our stuff is scattered all over North America. We want it back, and we want to become a repository here where scientists will actually come to this area and study it here rather than exporting all this stuff out.
Can you actually ask for it to get it back?
Well, under the current BC laws, anything that's found on Crown land belongs to the province of BC. They haven't enforced it because, again, storage and curating these specimens is difficult. The only official repository in British Columbia is the Royal BC Museum, and they're packed. I mean, they're full, and they're struggling with getting this material properly displayed and so on. So one of the promotions we made was, well, why do we have to keep sending it to your institution when it can be displayed here? Now, to add to that, as I say, the stuff is scattered all over North America. Just for an example, most of the stuff that's taken from the Burgess Shales up in Yoho Park has all gone to the Royal Ontario Museum. They're the official trustee for that collection. But historically, a lot of that stuff has left the country. In 1912, for instance, Dr. Walcott took about 125,000 specimens from the Burgess Shales, and they're now in the Smithsonian, and we'll never get those back.
Right.
But there's also other fossils that are in other institutions. BC only has two accredited institutions. One is the Royal BC Museum, the other is the University of British Columbia, and they maintain their collections. Sometime back, the only other fossil museum that was actually started in BC was at Tumbler Ridge, and they're struggling as well with financing. Now, the governments of BC since day one have had a real dismal record of funding museums. So all these regional museums get no money. But when they realized that we had a lot of stuff here, and I can talk about that in a moment, but and no place to put it, and it's going all over the country, the repository idea took a bit of hold. So the government, in their wisdom, identified a number of small museums in BC and shortlisted them down to five, where certain criteria was met. One was there's an abundance of fossils that could be displayed. Two was access, and we have Highway 3 here and the airport, good access to the collection. And three was a storage facility. So they were willing to fund this particular project based on the criteria. And we at the museum have already submitted our forms, and we're considered one of the top contenders.
So how far along are you at this time then? And how, when was there a deadline or when they're going to say if you are the number one?
Well, here's the catch. We were probably at the top of the list. The decision was going to be made very shortly. We submitted all our paperwork and all our proposals and a budget as of March 30th. And unfortunately, this COVID thing has hit us. And the last communication I got from the ministry was that they're looking at reallocating some of these funds, but we're not taken off the table. So I'm not sure what that message means, but it looks like we're still contenders, but we may not get as much as we anticipated.
That'll be the next time we check in then.
Absolutely.
Probably after COVID. Is there anything the public can do to help? Can they write letters or anything? Or you're past
all
that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just talk about that a little bit because we've had some great support from our local politicians. We've got great support from researchers that have worked in this area. There's some world-class scientists that have been here. We've got great local support from the, for instance, the Naturalist Club has supported us. We have the educators have supported us, and a lot of local citizens that have donated material to our collection or You know, I volunteered at the museum, have supported us. And yes, you can, if you're out there and you're interested in this proposal, send a letter to your MLA or one of the local politicians or the Ministry of Tourism themselves, and let's get this project rolling.
And we can catch the two sea monsters, too, I'm told.
Yeah, absolutely. When I said earlier that there's a plethora of interesting material here in the Rockies, and in, especially in this region in the Southern Rockies, we have an unprecedented record of fossils of early life, right from day one, from the earliest articulated life on Earth to very recent. So when I say the earliest articulated life, I mean stuff like trilobites that were 500 million years old. And there's all the ages are representative. There's a couple of creatures here that we want to get on display. One is a nyxiosaur, which was found in Morrissey in 1926, was crated up and never saw the light of day again. And it's currently resting at the in Ottawa at the Museum of Nature, and I've been in contact with the people there, and I haven't had a commitment from them, but I can probably get them to send it back here, and we can have it prepped up and put on display. There's another creature that hasn't been dug out of the rocks yet. It's called a Dunkleosteus, and this thing could probably chew through 1-inch steel cable with its jaws. It's just a horrific monster from the Devonian seas, and it's still in place, and we need some proper researchers to extract it and put it on display as well.
Keep us up to date on this.
I will.
That's excellent. Yeah, looking to be an official BC fossil repository.
That's correct.
Thanks, Guy, for coming. And nice to see you, too.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dennis. Yeah. I appreciate it. And anytime, I'll be willing to have a chat with you.